with SRN News. I'm Jason Weicker. Former President Donald Trump today addressing a huge rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, encouraging those in the state to get out and cast the ballots.
For the sake of our families, for the sake of our children, we will keep on going. And as the expression goes, I mean, I'm a little embarrassed to say it, to be honest with you, but I'm going to say it because a lot of people do say it. We will fight, fight, fight.
When President Biden ended his 2024 campaign in July and endorsed Kamala Harris, he pledged to be out and about the country, campaigning for her to succeed him at every turn. Since then, Biden has attended just one minor campaign event for her. Also, at SRNnews.com, cleanup and rescue efforts expected to continue for a long time in the wake of Helene's devastation. In the meantime, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claiming that FEMA is running low of money and can't fully cope with this job. But on the Salem Radio Group Media Group this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Mayorkas is lying.
Before Congress left Washington last Wednesday, a week ago, we provided over $20 billion additional dollars to FEMA to ensure that they had the necessary resources to respond to the storm that was imminent at that time. They do have the funding, and the White House and its team, Biden, Harris, and Secretary Mayorkas at DHS, have failed in the immediate response.
Residents are hoping and praying that Tropical Storm Milton turns out to be a dud, but the storm is gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico, and the National Hurricane Center says Milton likely to strengthen into a hurricane and bring the risk of life-threatening impacts to Florida's west coast. This is SRN News. A new study on persecution and corruption.
It comes from International Christian Concern, and it concludes that repression of believers in a country almost always goes hand in hand with gross political corruption. The report points out that, quote, both corruption and religious persecution present substantial challenges to global stability, justice, and the protection of human rights. ICC says if the international community wants to improve conditions for hundreds of millions of people around the globe, it needs to address these problems in tandem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. News and World Report has announced its 2025 top college rankings, and Hillsdale College named 50th among the national liberal arts schools. The Christian school has been ranked as the top 100 best liberal colleges by U.S. News and World Report each year, as a matter of fact, since 2013. This is SRN News. On Capitol Hill, two lawmakers asking the Justice Department to take tougher action against Boeing executives for the safety issues that have impacted the aircraft.
In a letter, Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut urged the department to, quote, hold criminally accountable executives who disregarded passenger safety in violation of federal law. The senator's letter comes ahead of a federal hearing next week over Boeing's agreement to plead guilty to conspiracy in connection with its 737 MAX. Two of those planes crashed, killing a combined total of 346 people.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. It was a game that left a lot of people scratching their heads, thinking, what happened? Well, what happened was, today, Vanderbilt has stunned number one ranked Alabama, 40-35. More details at SRNnews.com.